here. The plan in general for Fridays here in Elul is that each week we try and highlight a unique perspective on tshuva. We try to take a particular personality and to do our best in analyzing that person and how he understands the mitzvah of tshuva. We're now in, I think, year 5 of those shiurim, and as a result, we branch out a little bit to the people that we talk about. Today we are talking about the perspective, and we try to pull from different places, from Sfarim and the like, but is the Chalban. Let me give you a little bit of insight into who the Chalban is. I know at least some of us are very, very familiar with his writings, and some of us have probably never heard of him. So let me give you a little bit of understanding as to who he is. The Chalban is a Mekubal. He is a Kabbalist. He is a clean-shaven Kabbalist that wears regular colored shirts, and that's your classic look. There's no payas, there's no hat, or he wears like one of those, hear what they're called. Yeah. That kind of hat. He is a he's an older man now. He's referred to as the Chalban. He was part of a small group of Mekubalim that were referred to based on their professions. He was not Chalban as a milkman. I think he worked in a factory for a while or something like that. He is not a he's not, he breaks a lot of the classic assumptions that we would have. Who is, he was not a Mekubal. He's also very, very popular in the Dati Lumi world. A lot of, some of his writings are, he connects to Rukuk. It's really in the last couple of years that they've put out a lot of his Sfarim, and you'll find them, I have a copy of one of them upstairs, you'll recognize them when you see them, because they're really in a lot of different Batei Medrash Sfarim, and they are exceptionally popular. As I said, when we spoke about Friday Shir a couple of days ago, in the goal of these specific Shirim, it is not my assumption that every person that we talk about, every angle on Tshuva is going to be the angle that we hear and we say, that's what I connect to. Some of it is going to be things that we will connect to, and some of it's going to be just ideas that are important for us to encounter, hopefully to broaden us a bit in terms of what is out there in the world of Tshuva. So let's get going a little bit. The Sfarim that we're working off of is a set of Sfarim called Talei Chaim. They're on the Moadim, at least the ones that we're doing it now, and we're primarily working off of the. He has one on Chagei Tishrei, which is important also, though I didn't bring from here on the sheet. We're talking about the one on Elul and Tishrei. It's very, very important. And let me try and piece some things together from different places in his Sfarim to give us some insight into what makes him unique. As I do it, I'll try to contextualize a bit to be able to appreciate it better. Rishonim that look towards the mitzvah of tshuva in general point to one of two parshios in Chumash. The Rambam points to the one which is less well known, and that's the parsha in Parshas Naso, when you steal from a ger, when you steal from a convert, where there the Torah introduces it to us, a concept called vidui, that a person admits and confesses to their sin. For the majority of Rishonim, at least for the more mainstream view in Rishonim, the parsha that describes tshuva in Chumash is Perek Lamed of Sefer Dvarim, in the middle of Parshas Nitzavim, when the Torah describes the notion of tshuva. This is where the Ramban, as an example, points to the mitzvah of tshuva, as opposed to the Rambam, where the Makar is Parshas Naso. For the Ramban, it's this parsha and Parshas Nitzavim. And if you look at this parsha of tshuva, so the Torah tells us, Vayaki Avoyela Alecha Ka Advarim Ha'ela, a lot of things are going to happen to us. Vashivosa Elav Avecha B'chol Agayim, you're going to get eventually there's going to be a certain kind of tshuva, a certain kind of tshuva that we're going to engage in. That there's going to be, in the end of days, there's going to be a time period when Klal Yisrael is going to do tshuva. What's going to distinguish that time period is it's going to involve a kibbutz golios, people from all over the world, Jews from all over, coming back towards Eretz Yisrael. Wherever you are, the Ribono Shel Olam is going to find us. We're going to be brought back to Eretz Yisrael. So this parsha and parsha Nitzavim, the parsha the Ramban and other Rishonim point to, for the mitzvah of tshuva, becomes an incredibly important parsha to understand what's going on with tshuva as a whole. The Chalban, for him, this, he's looking to this parsha a lot, and he points out something which is very, very powerful, and I think very important. He writes that what's going to happen with tshuva, just some of this is even pshat, again, he has a lot of Kabbalah, but it's As opposed to, I would say, like a Rav Huttner, that when we learned him in Kais, Rav Huttner, where it's earth-shattering and exceptionally almost innovative ideas. The Chalban, it's based a lot of Kabbalah. The ideas, at least that I've encountered, are less like gonna blow your mind, but they're put together very, very nicely, and they're very, very nice and powerful ideas. The Chalban writes like this. What the Torah teaches us here, this is all just part of a Hakdama. The Chalban, what tshuva involves in a certain sense, aside from just us returning to the Ribono Shel Olam, the Torah teaches it comes in its ideal form with a kibbutz golios. That the real tshuva comes with a return of Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. Why does it come with the return of Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael? So the Chalban offers the following insight. He writes that, first of all, at its core, tshuva and returning to Eretz Yisrael are really one and the same. They're really very similar. Because what is tshuva ultimately? So the way he interprets it, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, tshuva is a returning, it's a return to the Ribono Shel Olam. And returning and coming closer to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Asher Eini Hashem Elokecha Batamin, coming to Eretz Yisrael is also an act of returning and coming closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. So says the Chalban, it's not coincidental that those two things are going to happen at the same time. That as Klal Yisrael returns to Eretz Yisrael, a kibbutz golios, that's described here in Parshas Nitzavim, at the same time, Klal Yisrael's also, that's the time of tshuva, because it's all about coming back and coming closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what it really involves. Based on that, the Chalban offers the following insight, and it's one that radically alters, in a certain sense, the way that we relate to tshuva, at least in our time. There is a yesod in, again, for this year, we're channeling some chassidus and maybe some Kabbalistic ideas, that's to get into his world. There is a yesod from the Sefer Noam Elimelech and a variety of other Sfarim. Noam Elimelech is one of the classic Sfarim, Sifrei Chassidus, but Rebbe Elimelech Lezhensk, like third generation chassidus. And Rebbe Elimelech in Parshas Noah has the following insight. Every generation, he writes, the Choldor Vador, number 3, Yeshores, Sakin Mitzvah Yuchedes, Yoser Mishar Mitzvos. Every single generation, while we have to keep all of Taryag Mitzvos, every generation, every door, has its mitzvah that needs to be fixed. So says the Noam Elimelech in his generation, that mitzvah was the mitzvah of tzitzis. That every door has its mitzvah that needs to be fixed, and in his generation, it was the mitzvah of tzitzis. I was learning last night with Liam, the Nesiva Shalom, in his Sefer Anchinach, writes that, he quotes this comment of the Noam Elimelech, and he writes, so what's the mitzvah of our generation? What's the mitzvah of our generation? So you find this in certain Sfarim, people sort of trying to make their suggestions. And the Sivah Shalom says it's hard to find out nowadays because you don't have people on that kind of a madrega of a Noam Elimelech who has a certain kind of insight to reveal that to the generation. So he says, what you look at is, says in Sivah Shalom, you look at what in this generation are we most successful in? What does there seem to be a certain kind of unique siyata d'shmaya in? So he suggests that our world is filled with Torah learning. It's filled with a lot of young people who are engaged in Torah. And he thinks that maybe in our generation, says Nesiva Shalom, Salam Rebbe, it's the mitzvah of chinach. For the Chalban says, no. The unique mitzvah of our door is the mitzvah of tshuva. That is our generation's mitzvah. Why is it our generation's mitzvah? Because of the psukim and parshas Nitzavim. We are blessed with the recognition or the fact we sit in Eretz Yisrael. It's kibbutz golios. It's people coming from all over that have now come to be part of Eretz Yisrael. That Medinas Yisrael nowadays is filled with different kinds of Jews from different kinds of places. That you can have multiple people from multiple countries all sitting in the same base medrash upstairs. That is something which is it gives you a feel of kibbutz golios. Hatshuva hi mitzvahs dorenu. It's the mitzvah of our door. It's the mitzvah of our generation to engage in tshuva. Because the Torah tells us that when there's kibbutz golios, so kibbutz golios comes first and it's followed by tshuva. And if we've seen the one level of coming close to the Ribono Shel Olam through a kibbutz golios, so understand that tshuva is our mitzvah. Tshuva is our mitzvah. It's not just the mitzvah of Chodesh Elul, it's the mitzvah of our generation. we don't have necessarily mekubalim of the insight to reveal to us in whatever way. Says the Chalban, it's psukim. That's the mitzvah of our generation. This insight leads him to make the following suggestion, and it is one that has, we spoke with Rav Kook a couple years ago in Tshuva. We saw a bit in Rav Kook. It is one that I would say in many ways shifts the way that we relate to Tshuva. Says the Chalban as follows. Source number 5. Av is the month right before Elul. We spoke about this a little bit at Zach's wedding last week. Av is the month before Elul. In general, the Avoda of Av, when we think about Chodesh Av and Chodesh Elul, they're very, very different. Chodesh Av is a time when we think about Chorban HaBayis, and most of us are focused on the state of Klal Yisrael as a whole. Most of us are focused on, when we look at Klal Yisrael, the tzaras of Klal Yisrael and Tisha B'Av, even when we speak about, at least where I've been for Tisha B'Av, when we speak about individual tragedies on Tisha B'Av, it's often built in with the qualification, the reason why I'm speaking about this individual tragedy is to give you insight into how terrible it was, sometimes understanding one situation, because insight had to be worse for everyone, like with the Holocaust sometimes. The number is too large. So speak about individual stories, and that gives you insight into what happened for so many people and how terrible it was. Chodesh Av, in general, is a month when we focus much more on Klal Yisrael as a whole. Chodesh Elul, in general, for most people, is the exact opposite. Chodesh Elul is a time when people tend to engage in a lot of introspection. So how am I doing? How is my avodah in the preparation for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? If you go Erev Yom Kippur, you're going to a Beis Medrash Erev Yom Kippur, and you see people there who are engaged in a certain kind of tshuva. And sometimes you can be somewhere where you see people, they're really working in their vidoy, on their particular averas. It's a time period, the month of Elul leading into Yomim Noraim, when people tend to focus much more on themselves as individuals. Says the Chalban, this insight into tshuva changes that a little bit. Av, he suggests, Av is Rosh Tevos. Again, Rosh Tevos, that kind of Torah, for some it, we connect to it a lot more, for some a little bit less. Av is Rosh Tevos. If you look here in source number 5, Av is Rosh Tevos, Elul Ba. Elul's on its way. Elul's on its way. Why in Av is it hinted to that Elul Ba, says the Chalban? Because the connection between Av and Elul, that a person who wants to engage properly in Shuva in the month of Elul must take with him an insight that came from the month of Av. In Av I learned, in Av I understood the significance of Klal Yisrael as a whole. In Av I understood that the Jewish people are missing a Beis HaMikdash, then there's a real problem. And it's not just about me and my individual tzaras. It's about all of Klal Yisrael. And says the Chalban, the tshuva of Elul is that when Av comes, Elul ba, take that insight of Av, the need for Klal, and bring that into Elul. And bring that into Elul. Because, says the Chalban, why is tshuva unique in our generation? The reason why tshuva is unique in our generation, the mitzvah of our door, is because it came with the Kibbutz Golios. It was a national kind of an event. It was a national event. And the tshuva that we're striving for, when we speak about Elul, is not just a minor tshuva, a significant tshuva, but a more narrow tshuva of our own averas. Certainly we're also focusing on that. But the Chalban introduces to us that if you're engaging in tshuva in the month of Elul, so take some of Av with you. Think about the Kibbutz Golios as a whole. When the Chumash describes tshuva, it's part of all of Klal Yisrael coming closer. And the same way that in the physical sense, more Jews have moved to Eretz Yisrael, so it's my achrayus in the month of Elul, that not just that I get closer to the Ribono Shel Olam, but that everyone gets closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. Because we're trying to bring in a certain era of history, and we're trying to appreciate that it's a moment of Klal focus. It's not individual. And therefore, says the Chalban, another yesod to help explain this. There is a yesod of the Shlah. Many Divrei Torah are predicated on this yesod. The Shlah assumes that whenever we read a parsha in Chumash, it always correlates to the time of year that we're reading it in. So as an example, it's clear that Chazal do this sometimes. The Shlah says it's true always. As an example, the Baba Chori points out, We always read Parshas Vayeshev around the same time as Chanukah. Must be there's a connection between Vayeshev and Chanukah. Says the Chalban, well, it's interesting. This week's Parsha is Parsha Shoftim. Parsha Shoftim is often read as the first, like it is this year, as the first Parsha that's in Chodesh Elul. Why is that interesting? Because what is Parsha Shoftim really all about? It's really about national leadership. It's about dealing with the leaders of all of Klal Yisrael and dealing in many ways with Klal Yisrael issues. Setting up Shoftim v'Shoftim, Titim Lecha b'chol sha'arecha, setting up a national court system for us to have throughout. Why do we do that? Says the Chabad, because when you enter the month of Elul, you want to remember in that bridge of Av to Elul to have that connection. That Av is a time period in which people are focused on Klal, and so too Elul is a time period in which people are focused on Klal. Av kam, the first part of the Shir. Let me just chazer more or less what we said to appreciate where it is that we're going to be going. The Chalban suggests that if you want to understand tshuva, but in particular the tshuva of our generation, meaning it could be that if he was writing a sefer 150 years ago, these insights wouldn't be there. The insights wouldn't be there. In the writings of Rav Kook, some of the ideas of tshuva are evolving based on the situation that you're in. So Chalban says, I'm looking around and nowadays there's a particular kind of tshuva that's more significant than it would have been 200 years ago. Because in our generation, the tshuva that we're talking about, the unique mitzvah of our generation is not an individual tshuva, but a national tshuva. A national tshuva. A movement of people, a tshuva of Jews coming back to Eretz Yisrael, which is a form of tshuva. That's why he points out in the psukim, it's very beautiful in Parshat Tzavim. That's why the Torah, how do we refer to Kibbutz Golios is with a vishafta. The word shav, of tshuva, of returning, is how Chumash refers to Klal Yisrael coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Because it's also a form of tshuva. It's also a form of tshuva. So we're talking about a tshuva, which is a Klal Yisrael tshuva. Why does that matter? We're going to shift to the practical now. Because if tshuva is supposed to be not just me, although again, also my own encounter and own sort of introspective thinking about myself, while that's definitely true, the unique tshuva of our generation is a tshuva that's klal focused. A tshuva that's not only focused on myself. And the Chalban in different places is going to write, so what's the nafka mina from that? How does my tshuva look different now as a result? What are my goals and what's my agenda? What am I trying to accomplish through my tshuva? As I'm now trying to have a tshuva which is going to be relevant for everyone. How do things shift? So the Chalban, if you turn the sheet, the Chalban mentions a couple of things. One is just shifting orientation. We're going to mention three or four things that, from his perspective, how it impacts the way we do tshuva. Number one, if you look in source number 7, Tzarach kol echad me'am Yisrael, he didn't write the farm alone, there was someone else who wrote the farm with him. Named Ruben Sasson. Tzarach kol adam me'am Yisrael, yos me'orah atma yosef yosef lashav machshav asakvah Yisrael. When it comes to Elul, so number one, what am I thinking about and what are the conversations about? What am I thinking about and what are the conversations? V'lo rakal atzma. He says, there are times where a person thinks a lot about themselves and where they're at, and that's necessary. It's very necessary. It's necessary in the month of Elul also. But part of the avoda of Elul in step one is, what am I thinking about? What am I thinking about? What kind of a world am I focused on? When I walk into, I'll just give an example, we focus a little bit on Wednesday morning with Rav Kook. When I walk into a chadar ochel, or I walk into a beis medrash, or I'm stop walking anywhere, I'm encountering the world. So am I thinking about myself only and my own learning, or am I thinking about Klal Yisrael as a whole? Is that part of my conversation as to where the Jews are at? Is that something which matters to me? Am I thinking about Klal Yisrael, or am I thinking more about myself? Just shifting a certain kind of orientation.
Akdekach, that he quotes a Zohar, source number 6, Hazor Melamed Osanu Davar Gadol Me'od Me'od. The ultimate avoda is trying to focus on Klal and become one with the Jewish people. Ikir avodas Rosh Hashanah. When a person prepares, Elul, getting ready for Yom Teruah, what's the primary avoda of Rosh Hashanah? Hu b'vchinas b'soch ami ani yoshavas. Liyos eiver v'chelek imam Yisrael. To become part of Klal Yisrael. To become part of Klal Yisrael. Lo liyos klal omed la'af merukas ba'af. We spoke yesterday about the matzeva and the mizbeach. Not to be someone who's distant and removed. El Moses legamrei has to be totally part of the Jewish people. To be totally part of Klal Yisrael. The first step, if the tshuva we're talking about in our generation, is a tshuva of Klal Yisrael, so the first step is, I got to become part of Klal Yisrael. I have to become part of that. To engage in that. To become part and parcel of what it means to be a member of Klal Yisrael. A member of Klal Yisrael means Klal Yisrael. To keep its goal, it's Klal Yisrael. It's not a Klal Yisrael of the guys who look exactly like me. It's not a Klal Yisrael of the guys who sit in shir with me or sit in the same base medrash as me. It's Klal Yisrael pshuto kamashmo. It's a Klal Yisrael that is all of the Jewish people that I'm trying to engage and to bring people a little bit closer. That's what Klal Yisrael means. Klal Yisrael means that that it's bothering me in a certain sense. Like the intermarriage rates in America are driving me crazy. And what's going on with BDS movements of boycotting the state of Israel, that's what bothers me because I'm part and parcel of Klal Yisrael. And what happens to Klal Yisrael, even if it doesn't directly impact me, but I'm part of Klal Yisrael, and this is an issue. It's like the way he uses the law, it's like I'm a limb as part of the Jewish people or a body, and I'm a limb, I'm connected. And if part of the body hurts, all of the body hurts. And it's shifting a little bit to number one, it's just thinking more about Klal. Thinking more about Klal. What are the conversations that a person has, and what are they focused on? How do they relate to those who look a little bit different, but are also part of it? Step two, the Chalban, in an earlier piece in Ta'aleh Chaim. Well, if tshuva is a Klal Yisrael kind of a tshuva in this era, so one of the main things to do, v'meila navin she'ikir ha'tikun ha'machzer es ha'shchina l'tziyah. What's going to be that final step? I mean, we have kibbutz galios, Jews hopefully getting a little bit close. What's going to really bring it? Hutikun ha'mishpat v'ha'tzedek b'Yisrael. If it's a Klal Yisrael tshuva, so one of the things that I want to try to do is to make sure that Klal Yisrael as a whole is living in a society that is just and fair. That it's a society that functions in a smooth and comfortable way. It functions with ideas based on tzedek and mishpat. Based on, and that's over another reason why shoftim v'shotim titein lecha b'chol sha'arecha. That's about establishing a fair and just society. And if a person's able to do that, so already they've made a lot of progress because they're structuring and building a society where people are more just. And he goes on to say, a little bit later in a different piece, that the Klal Yisrael as a whole, that what we're trying to rectify is the following. Sometimes we relate to midos as being personal issues. He has good midos. His midos need, he needs to work on it a little bit. He gets a little bit angry sometimes. He's not as sensitive. He can get frustrated very easily. There are different midos. We often focus on individuals' midos. Says the Chalban there, there's also something called kachis midos lachevra. There's also midos that define a particular group. As an example, when you think about different groups, you think about, if we're not getting into detail, think about different yeshivas sometimes. This is a yeshiva, they distinguish themselves with certain kinds of midos. This yeshiva distinguishes themselves with different kinds of midos. Different communities, especially when you hear for the year and you some of us spend time in different communities throughout Eretz Yisrael. So as you see different communities, every community has their own style. And those of us, again, we're all familiar with this particular area, the Shalvim Nofilon area. It distinguishes itself with certain kinds of midos. As an example, many of us have individual families, Nofilon, that we go to all the time for meals. I don't think that individual family has wonderful midos, but it's also something which defines the community as a whole. It's a community which has accepted upon itself to serve in a certain capacity for all the people in this yeshiva. to be set up and to invite them over and to take care of them. It's something which defines, in a certain sense, the community. And a tshuva of an individual is about my own midos. A tshuva of a community, a tshuva of a klal, if we're going for a tshuva which is focused on bringing back all of Klal Yisrael, kibbutz golios is the first step of physically being here, says the Chalban. But the second step is a spiritual revival. So that spiritual revival, the same I work in my own midos, so it has to be a society that gets together and that distinguishes itself based on certain midos, based on certain character traits. Which also means that if I'm thinking about part of my avoda in Elul, so maybe my avoda in Elul is not only fixing my own traits, it's not only thinking about how, and all of us are so wonderful, how I can improve a little bit here, a little bit there, but it's thinking about how I can create a culture in which things are a little bit different. How can I set a tone which is a little bit different? Because that's going to be something which is, you know, what's our system? How can I think in a little bit of a broader way to try and help things? I'll give you an example. You have it in the dorms now on the bottom floor. You have people who are in Na'ala. Na'ala is a program, as we all know, for people from outside of Eretz Yisrael that are coming to high school here in the high school in Yeshivat Chalavim. It does not take an enormous amount of insight to realize that that is not the simplest thing in the world for all of those kids. To come, now, sometimes when you think about it a little bit, you're like, that's gonna be a little bit exciting, to be like totally on my own, different country when you're, in truth, just think about what that means, the lack of a constant support that found, even if any of us dormed in high school, so we all, you're going home more often than, you know, the guys who are here for Na'ala. So you have a couple years ago, and they have this now on like Sunday nights or whatever it is, a guy who says, on a klal level, to create a different kind of a culture, let's pair guys up with Na'ala, with the guy here, let's bring them to base medrash a little bit, let's learn with them, let's try and create a certain culture. That's part of a tshuva, which is not a narrow tshuva focused only on me and my own growth. It's a tshuva which the Chalban would say is part of the unique tshuva of our door. Part of the unique tshuva of our door is creating a culture where people are more comfortable. Where people are more comfortable. It's like, I'll give you like an example of it. Back in Kelm, in the Musar world of Kelm, I believe, the Mida was, and apparently I've never, if you speak to like an old Kelm, I don't know if any are really still alive, an old Kelm, they don't shift their, they were trained in a certain sense not to turn their heads that much. They focus by looking straight. I think it's Reb Zelig Epstein in Queens, I think had some connection. When he would talk to you, if you were there, he would move his entire body to look at you. They were trained to have a certain kind of individual focus. So it's written in the Sefer Mechitzas Rabbeinu that Rav Kamenetsky, one time when he was younger, went to visit Kelm, and no one, when he walked into the Beis Medrash, went over to say hello to him. Why did no one go over to greet him or say hello? Because there's a certain kind of focus that they were all trained to have. Yaakov thought, I believe, that was not so appropriate, that no one would go over. So Rav Yaakov, so in Kelm, I think what they had one person who was, it was his achrayus, that when someone new came into the Beis Medrash, that there would be someone there to be able to welcome. That's not a question of individual tikkun hamidos. That's a question of a klal as a whole that's trying to have that. Never stop. I can't forget the story, because there's a guy who visited the yeshiva, and he was very upset that when he walked in, like someone came over and like said hello to him instead of like continuing to learn, as it was like a chisaron and hasmada. So I remember I just came across a story like the previous day. So I remember thinking like, I'm very happy that you're such a masmid, like so was like Dr. Kamenetsky, who really thought it was appropriate that people go over and say hello to people when they walk into a Beis Medrash. So we are so mechan of Yaakov in our yeshiva, that if you see someone walk in who looks like he's not from here, so first check to see if he is. And then the second thing that you would want to do is to be able to, it's appropriate that when someone's there, that we go and we try and we say hello. It represents not us as individuals, but us as a klal. And that's part of what we're trying to form, is a certain kind of culture. A certain kind of culture that's so point number one is shifting a little bit to talking and thinking about klal. The ikar avoda of Rosh Hashanah is becoming one with klal in the Chalban world. By the way, that's also why before Yom Kippur, the Gemara Maseches Yuma, before Yom Kippur, there's an need to ask Mechila Dafka Yom Kippur. why I'm asking Mechila be'Erev Yom Kippur. So the standard pshat in Mishnah Berurah and the like, that's Mechila be'Erev Yom Kippur because I want to get forgiveness to be before Yom Kippur. I think in the Torah already, the Torah says why I'm asking Mechila be'Erev Yom Kippur because I want Klal Yisrael to be one. And that part of the Avodah before Yom Kippur, Kabbalah's Roshanah before Yom Kippur also, is to have an integrated Klal is something which is very, very powerful. But the Chalban says something else also, which I think is in particular relevant for us. He has it in a couple of different places. He says, so how am I impacting Klal? If there's a physical return of Kibbutz Galios, and the Ikra Avoda in our world is a certain kind of tshuva, so how exactly am I going to be able to bring things together? So he says something which is interesting. It happens to be, one reason why it's interesting is because it's an idea which maybe we don't often associate with with the world from which it comes. It's like this. So it's number 10. He says, you know how you bring people back? How do you, if tshuva's focused on the klal in this generation, and aside from my own tshuva, I'm also trying to bring people back. So I'm thinking more of that klal. And I'm trying to create a culture where there's midos that distinguish the klal. You know what one of the things is which really transforms Klal? It's not direct. It doesn't look like it's direct. And this is where some of the Kabbalah comes in. Talmud Torah transforms the Klal. Talmud Torah transforms the Klal. That's the idea of sometimes in a Hesder Yeshiva becomes like, we definitely believe as institutions, especially have some guys in the room who have been in the army, a couple of guys that are going to be in the army, we definitely believe that Talmud Torah on its own, while exceptionally important, that there's also a need for people actually in the army and people who are there physically present, but it doesn't decrease or detract at all from the appreciation of what Talmud Torah does. And says the Chalban, Talmud Torah are learning also, there are two ways to go about learning. One way to go about learning is by a learning that is focused on me and my growth. And for many people, that's what we focus on. That's what we focus on, is the Talmud Torah, which is focused, in a certain sense, on me. He says here at the end of that piece, V'nei b'davar zetzich madas, shekemoshe yish hevdel bein limud Torah lishma u'bein limud Torah shelo lishma. Just like there's two categories of Talmud Torah lishma and Talmud Torah shelo lishma, kach yish hevdel gadol bein adam halomei Torah u'miskavin rak la'atzachas atzmo. That you can sit in the yeshiva and learn, and what am I thinking about? My own hatzlacha. And the difference between a person who wants his Talmud Torah, to purify and to uplift the world around. Sometimes, if we speak about that, we speak about that more in practical terms. The kind of learning that will make me knowledgeable enough that I'll be able to share Torah later in life. The kind of Torah that will make me knowledgeable enough that I can fill in and give a shiur very comfortably. The kind of Talmud Torah, but it says that Chaban, even as far as etzem, you're learning now, to appreciate the fact that my Talmud Torah is not just about me, but my Talmud Torah is a Talmud Torah which impacts all that occurs around me. Where does that idea come from? A very different orientation. Not just my tshuva is a tshuva of the klal, but how do I help the tshuva of the klal and uplifting the overall environment by a Talmud Torah, which is a Talmud Torah which is uplifting the klal. A Talmud Torah which uplifts it. Because, let me just elaborate on a couple of points to unpackage this a little bit better. Number one, Torah and Tshuva are very much connected. Hashiveinu Avinu Sarasecha is the beginning of the bracha of Harotze B'Tshuva. A lot of riots, the general idea. When a person engages in Talmud Torah, it's supposed to lead to and help to a certain kind of Tshuva. So, point number one, our Talmud Torah, says the Chalban, can lead to a certain kind of tshuva. Why is Talmud Torah klal focused? Normally, Talmud Torah, we speak about it as far as what it does for me. What it does for me. So I'll give you one makor the Chalban quotes, and then two additional makoros he doesn't quote. He writes that the Ramchal, when the Ramchal established a yeshiva, so the Ramchal is a lot to talk about when you talk about when people established yeshivas, how they did things. Especially people who were out of the box. Ramchal is a very out of the box person. And the Ramchal, when he establishes the yeshiva, he quotes here, it's in, it is somewhere here.
Fourth line down, second last paragraph.
I have no doubt you're right, and I Great. Still can't find it, but that was a great job of finding it, reading it. Says the Ramchal as follows. That's great. Says the Ramchal. When the Ramchal established yeshiva, he told all of his talmidim, Chevra, when you are learning, do not have in mind just your own success. Our yeshiva is not predicated on a Talmud Torah, which is only about your success. Our yeshiva is predicated on the Talmud Torah. They're thinking about the state of the Shechina as a whole, of Klal Yisrael. It's a broader kind of a Talmud Torah. A Talmud Torah that impacts all around, because again, for the Chabad, if this generation of tshuva, the generation of a tshuva of the mass is physically coming, and now spiritually bringing it back, so how do I help spiritually bring it back? So obviously it's engaging, it involves creating a certain kind of culture where people are going to want to spiritually return. It's creating a culture of shalom in Klal Yisrael. But our Talmud Torah is also a piece of that. Our Talmud Torah also uplifts the place, even though I can't see it. It's mystical. I don't understand why. But my Talmud Torah impacts things. It impacts the state of the world. Where you see this from a little bit, it's a very famous comment of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Nefesh HaChayim. Nefesh HaChayim writes, it is pasha to him, I think we know this a little bit, it's pasha to him, that if there would be a second in this world when there was not a member of Klal Yisrael learning Torah, that the world would automatically be destroyed. If there would be a second when Klal Yisrael isn't learning, the world would be destroyed. I believe that's why Kabbalists explain the concept called time zones. Different time zones ensure, it's one of the ways of ensuring that there are always people somewhere learning. When it's 3 o'clock, right now it's 3 o'clock in the morning in America, but right now there are people learning here, even though maybe there wouldn't be in some of these places. That's what I think some explain. That's why in the yeshiva in Volozhin, there were, aside from their own normal siddurim, there was a rotation of people 24 hours a day learning in the Beis Medrash. Because they understood two things here. First of all, we have 24 hours, a lot of great maises from that limud, but in Volozhin they understood it was on their shoulders. It was on their shoulders. That if there's not someone in Volozhin who's learning 24 hours a day, that's between them who's not learning, so then who's going to have the world? It's on us. It's our achrayas. Meaning, it's not just that it was an idea in theory of impacting. It was an idea that was what I can do with that. That's why Matsyahu Solomon writes, I think it's in the... Yeah, I think Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Matsyahu Solomon, right, in the back of one of the editions of Tomer Dvora, Moshe Cordovero, so they have comments from Matsyahu Solomon, and I believe he points out based on this, comment of Chaim Volozhiner, it could even be the Talmud Torah would not only be categorized as a mitzvah ben adam l'makom, but as a mitzvah ben adam l'chavera. That Talmud Torah actually at its core, even though I can't always see how it impacts someone else, that Talmud Torah at its core, what it's really doing, we don't understand why or how it works, but it's purifying the area around me. It's purifying the area around me, and it gives me the ability, one second, is it right here? Yeah. It gives me the ability, it's on page Resh Pei, 280, in the Tomer Dvora put out by Rav Intels, from Rav Aaron David Goldberg. That's why also Chazal say that those who learn Torah are oy vesabrios. Why oy vesabrios? Because learning Torah shows I care about the people. Because my learning Torah impact what's going on in the world around me. It impacts what's going on in the world around me. Let me just try and chazer what we did, and then we will conclude. We usually go for, I guess, between 40 and 45 minutes. What we saw today is as follows. Again, normally on Friday it's a bit more of a sugyan machshava. Today we're trying to, in Elul, appreciate individual mahalchim. The Chalban introduces us to, I think, an interesting idea and an important idea. That when we explore the notion of tshuva, when we think a little bit about tshuva, we're thinking not only about ourselves, but in our generation, generation that saw the physical return of Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, meaning the physical act of now they're closer to Hashem, so the physical always precedes the spiritual. The external precedes the internal. And that we're waiting now for all of Klal Yisrael to come back. That's why we have a connection to the month of Av, to Parsha Shoftim, to thinking about the Klal even in Elul. Elul is not only a time for me to focus on myself, though it's also that. It's a time for me to focus on Klal Yisrael as a whole. How do I do that? So one is by just thinking about the Klal more. The Avodah Roshana is viewing myself as part of a group. Number two, how do I do that? I do that by trying to create a culture of good midos, a culture of comfort, where people see us and they know that from Jews, that Jews as a whole, that we act in a special way, in a more dignified way, in a manner which is becoming of people who are banim lamakom. And the third is that even our Talmud Torah, that our Talmud Torah is a Talmud Torah which is not only about us. I would argue that a Talmud Torah that's about you, on a practical level, for increased success in Talmud Torah, for help sometimes in Hasmada, if I think about my Talmud Torah only about me, so then sometimes it's easier for me to say, so I'm not feeling it as much, and you know, I'll, whatever. When the Talmud Torah is Talmud Torah, which is viewed as, this is something which uplifts those around me, when I appreciate my unique role as part of a klal, so then suddenly my Talmud Torah becomes a different Talmud Torah, because there's a lot depending, and I want to try to uplift that, I want to try to purify that, I want to try to usher in that kind of an era. For the Chalban, this is all part of a process. The physical return and physical tshuva, when spiritual tshuva, when that happens, it culminates with the arrival of Yemosh HaMashiach. It's part of an era that the world is trying to get at. Let me just try to clarify just a couple points about the Chalban. One thing that we saw here, and you find this, is the notion of tshuva. Different eras sometimes have different styles of tshuva. Some things, like, you know, there are many that would argue, let's say, our generation is not a generation of fire and brimstone, Gehenim focused kind of a tshuva won't work as well as some of the more positive elements. There's only those that would take that kind of a mahalach. And in this, looking around, each generation's particular style of tshuva, so if it's the mitzvah of this door and a very different and unique kind of tshuva. Whether we all, as a whole, connect and relate to the Chalban's Pshat Tshuva, no idea. That there are ideas he mentions that are incredibly significant. That a Talmud Torah is not just focused on me, but focused on Klal. Rav Yaakovson, you know, used to always say, it's very, I think, important insight. Part of being in yeshiva, he said, let's say you have a guy who says that he learns better staying up all night and sleeping through the morning. He learns better staying up all night and sleeping through the morning. So I can just say, on a personal level, he should totally stay up all night. But part of being in the yeshiva is that my Talmud Torah impacts others. And if a guy's not there because he's up all night, so then he's weakened the base measure a little. And part of being in the yeshiva, part of a Talmud Torah, that's not just focused on my own. We spoke yesterday about cultivating a certain independence also. About being able to, not being part of a klal does not have to, you know, minimize or diminish our own ambition. But being part of a klal often means that I recognize the role that I play in trying to uplift and in trying to clarify. May we be zocha that the physical return of Eretz Yisrael, the Kibbutz Golios, is followed by a full spiritual return. The Vias Goel. Tzadik, Shkayach, guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.